That came out of nowhere. That sucked.
It wasn't out of nowhere.
Well, I was trying to avoid coughing by taking a drink. And I did. In case you didn't notice, I still coughed. I was still coughing.
Okay, we can just edit it all out.
This is a real
Welcome
show.
Welcome to another episode of the I Hate You podcast.
Yes, thanks for listening.
We appreciate you sharing this time with us.
Whenever you do something like that, it comes out so NPR-ish and like weird cheesy. It's God. I'm like, shut that one off right now. Sorry, people.
That's not really how this is.
No.
It's quite deceiving if you think it is.
Yeah, but back to the coughing.
Back to you coughing and hacking. Then, for whatever reason, while you were still coughing and hacking, decided to start recording.
Well, in fairness to me, I started recording before the hacking occurred.
No, I was here.
No, you misheard it, probably.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Speaking of drinking.
Ooh, I like where this is going already. Straight off the top.
What? Straight off the top. I read this ridiculous article. It's so stupid that I can't even... People are claiming that long COVID...
Oh, yeah, long COVID thing, yeah.
...is giving them worse hangovers.
Long COVID is giving worse, I see.
Yes. So now they interviewed, it must have been a couple of different people that they interviewed that were part of whatever research they did to base this article on, okay? One patient who was a 40-year-old woman with a history of Ehlers-Danlos syndrome type 3. I don't even know what that is.
Will you bleed from the ears?
Asthma, anemia, hypotension, and migraines. Claimed that she could tolerate 7 mixed drinks containing hard liquor in one night before long COVID struck.
Sorry, real quick. Did they say her name?
No.
Did they say where she's from?
No. That was it. But ever since getting COVID, the woman reported that her hangovers feel like she's suffering from alcohol poisoning after drinking even a small amount of alcohol and feels terrible for several days after consumption.
You're lucky. Sounded like she was on the road to liver failure first, okay? Long COVID is saving her. It's God's way of saying, push away the bottle.
Wait, ready? Another patient.
Oh, there's more patients.
Nice. A 49-year-old woman with a history of type 1 diabetes, celiac disease, controlled diet, and breast cancer who consumes several drinks a day. Why are you drinking several drinks a day if you've got all of these health issues? She said she noticed a decreased alcohol tolerance after her COVID infection.
Good for her, too.
After drinking just one glass of wine, she reported experiencing such a bad reaction that she felt she could not move.
That's not the diabetes?
Someone please clue this 49-year-old woman to the fact that it's called menopause.
Oh, is that
congratulations,
what
you're 49. Maybe it's not menopause. The fact of the matter is, you're not 23 years old anymore, and drinking several alcoholic beverages a day is not a great idea. And yes, you'll get a worse hangover. Nothing to do with your COVID. Oh my God.
Long COVID, so.
And that first lady suffered from migraines.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like it's almost like the gift of the magi. I mean, right? You get sick with COVID, but you're given the gift of a lower tolerance and desire for alcohol.
Well, it sounds like they want to drink. It's just that they don't want the hangover.
Well, they're not going to want to drink if it keeps making them feel like shit. I think that's good. I think long COVID might be the cure to what ails America, perhaps. A lot of alcoholism.
Yeah, there is.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's why liquor
stores... Why do you think that
is? Why liquor stores were essential when everything was shutting down. Fucking ridiculous. Why do I think that is? Is because it's been very well advertised, been very well promoted for hundreds of years. I mean, at least in America, right? Holy cow. Yeah, so that's why everybody's has access to it. They tried banning it once. It was terrible. Prohibition.
Mm-hmm.
the Volstead Act for you historians.
But I mean,
you're welcome.
Like cigarette smoking.
Cigarette smoking. Okay. Yeah, that's what you do with them. You can just say cigarettes.
Everyone has access to that.
If you're the right age, sure, just like alcohol.
Well, just like alcohol. And people don't smoke as readily. Anyways, I like to think that fewer people smoke than used to.
That's probably true.
Yes.
But they probably like
vape. But why do you think that with education, people don't reduce their drinking? Because that's not good
because
for you.
Drinking is associated with everything good, right? That you have a drink to relax. Yeah, good. No, seriously. Look how it's been promoted, a drink to relax. You go to a party, you have a drink. You know, a wedding reception, you have a drink. You're dancing, everything's fun. It loosens you up. It makes the whole thing better. That's why. That's what it's been made to do, to make us think that way.
Gotcha. It's poison, really.
It literally is poison.
Yes.
Like if you read some things or listen to books or anything like that, like it's literally like ethanol.
Right.
It's the same thing. Yes. It's just processed differently. It's crazy.
It is literally poison.
And never even your liver's like, fuck this again. Yeah, I know. Man. Whew. Yeah, but I would bet you, I didn't ask you, maybe it said, did it say where the study was done or who did it? Who done it, perhaps? Was there a murder involved where we need to think about who done it? Nobody died during this.
During what?
During this study of
long
COVID.
I don't know. It was, once I got past the ridiculousness of those couple of paragraphs, I could not continue reading it.
Oh, no, I wanted to know where it was from, like where the study was done.
Oh, I don't know.
Because just by the sound of that, it sounds like they're British people to me. I don't know why. That's why I
sounds like it's British.
I think it's very British-y. It's going to be like Oxford. I'm going to nail this. And if you said that at the beginning, I totally didn't pay attention. Nothing?
No. Fox News contributor. It's Dr. Michael Siegel joins America Report to discuss the possible blah, blah, blah.
All right.
Yeah. That's fine. Don't see anything in here that
ditch
says
it.
Where it was.
Pull the plug on that expedition. Nope. Calling it. Done.
Yeah, wherever this was done, it's bad.
I had a couple of, and it's funny that it sounded British to me, because this week alone, I had a couple of, I guess, like, uniquely British interactions.
Uniquely British?
Yeah.
Why?
Well,
did you see people with a lot of bad teeth?
Hey, come on now. They have dentists as well. It just takes you, like, 5 years to get in there. Socialized medicine, I believe. Listen, this almost might be the most British name ever. It's a real name I came across. Stuart Derbyshire. Come on, Stuart Derbyshire, or Derbyshire, maybe? That is British as hell.
That's not how they say it.
How do you think
it's
said?
Come on, say it.
What do you mean?
Like a Brit.
Huh?
Like a Brit.
No, I'm not doing a British accent.
No?
No.
This would be the most appropriate time for you to use one of your accents, right? And you're not going to.
I'm Stuart Derbyshire. That's a wicked British name to me. I love that. Like, if I was writing a book and had a character that I wanted people to really know was British just by name alone, it'd be Stuart Derbyshire.
Yeah.
Maybe Ian Derbyshire. Maybe. That's British-y as hell, too, but Stuart's a good one for Derbyshire.
Okay.
I think that's a pretty solid name. Now, I was on a call, and I told these people this. I said, I think I was just part of the most British conversation I've ever been a part of. Because one individual...
Was it talking about fish and chips?
No. One individual started talking about how they couldn't understand why the Harry Potter movies were popular. They made six of them. It's all the same movie. And it's boring wizard stuff, blah, blah, blah. This other person started saying, yeah, but you like to spend, like, you know, your Saturdays hours at the pub watching cricket. What a boring game that is. And I had people arguing about Harry Potter movies
versus
cricket in a pub. I felt like I was immersed in their culture for a minute. It was wonderful.
Right.
I was bathed in Britain.
Cool.
She shone her light on me, and I saw into what it would be like to live there, and it was really weird. Yeah, I don't even... How do you get in the middle of a conversation like that?
Because you work for an international company. It's weird.
Yeah, it is international. You got that part right.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
I'm not sure it's a real company, though. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So here's something kind of sad.
Okay. I don't want to hear sad, but I guess we're going that way.
Do you know who Paula Alexander is?
Paula Abdul. That's her real name. Yeah, did she die? Straight up. Tell me.
God, I hate you.
Go ahead. What was Paula Alexander?
Paul Alexander.
Paul Alexander. No, yes. Was he like a vice president in the 1700s?
No, he was the last remaining man living in an iron lung.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah, yeah.
I had no idea
like 79
that there was
or
still
something?
Somebody living with an iron lung.
Like, he just lived in that thing all the time? His head stuck out?
For like 70 years. I don't know.
How did they not progress this treatment beyond an iron lung at some point?
I don't know. But
surely with modern medicine.
Yeah, it's crazy. When he was a little boy, he got polio. And ever since then, he lived in this iron lung. He was 6 years old.
He's been living in it since he was six.
Yes.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, bummer. Yeah, good. He'd lived a long life, considering he spent it in a fucking Volkswagen.
Right?
That's insane.
It's super, yeah,
that
can't.
That would suck, though. Man, just laying around. It's not like you can get up and walk around with the iron lung.
Well, he set a world record.
For not dying in an iron lung?
For being the man, sure. The individual who lived the longest in an iron lung.
You know, I don't even know like what the previous record holder was, but I bet you it wasn't even close. It was probably like 27. And here's this dude going 70 years strong in one of those bad boys.
It's crazy.
He's a real Iron Man.
Whoa.
Or was. No, I'm not kidding. That's a real man right there.
Good God.
That would be such a shitty life. Where do you poop? I don't even know what an iron lung looks like, I'll be honest. I think of it as like an MRI machine where your head's just sticking out the end.
Yeah, pretty much.
But how far does it extend down your body? Is it just cover
your
abdomen?
It's your whole body except
your
head.
It's your whole body. So you're like in a submarine that you're peeking your head out of.
Yeah.
What? How do you live like that? How do you clean? How do you shit?
Well, people help you, clearly.
No kidding.
Someone else does it for you.
That's got to be the smelliest fucking tin to open up whenever that dude's taking a dumper.
Oh, my God.
Ugh.
Yeah. Anyways, rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace and quiet. Do you think iron lungs were loud? Was it like a mechanical thing, right?
Was it like, I don't know.
Like it seems like such old technology that it would almost sound like you're inside of like a submarine or something in World War II. Just like things are like creaking and random banging noises and shit like that.
Oh,
it's
got to
be a terrible life. It's probably happy dead.
So you're a little bit of a hypochondriac.
Yeah, I'm getting better with it, if you've noticed.
You are getting better. But.
Yes, continue,
if
please.
You had an opportunity to have a full body scan.
Never. Fuck no.
I'm not even going to finish.
Nope.
No, you would.
I would never do that.
No?
No.
Oh. Even if there's a possibility they could find something fatal, terminal with you.
Only because of the possibility that you might find something fatal, terminal with me. Yeah. I don't want to find out because I just went for some dumb body scan. If something's going to start going downhill and I got a pain in my side, I'll go to the doctor. I don't want to like look at it and go, oh, I want some
but
inflammation.
But maybe by
there,
the time
that,
you feel it, it'll be too late.
Maybe. But that's the way God made it. I don't want an iron lung. I don't want to be that guy. I don't have 70 more years in me. I can't set that record.
Well, you don't have polio, so there's that.
Not yet. We might need polio if World War Z ever happens.
Oh, my God.
That was one of the things they used.
Well, then I'm really screwed because I'm vaccinated.
Against polio?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so am I.
I don't think they vaccinated against polio anymore, do they?
We just missed the threshold of having those crazy polio marks. You remember, like your brothers definitely would.
I do.
You have the like big mark? Shut the fuck up.
The scar from the shot? Yeah, it's in my leg.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
How did you get that? I don't have one. I had normal shots by the time they came to me. My brother has the big one on his arm or whatever. But I just,
Are you sure you even got one?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I have gotten polio. I know that much.
Have you ever gotten polio?
Right.
When would you...
Why do I need to be vaccinated against it if I can't contract it?
I don't know. Right, I'm just saying.
I think I was vaccinated because I have not gotten polio.
Well, because you haven't been exposed to anyone with polio.
I don't know. If I'm vaccinated, I don't care.
Okay, but I'm just saying. I have a scar.
Anyway, I don't have a scar. Yeah, I thought that's odd. Now I think that you do. I think you had some hack doctors. Where did you go? Was it like a free clinic?
Okay, so I'm supposed to know where I went for a vaccine when I was an infant.
I need answers, okay?
If I had to guess, it was probably by Dr. Helen Sikorsky.
You're making up names now?
No, she was our family doctor when Sikorsky. I was a child. Dr. Sikorsky.
Okay.
Helen Sikorsky.
Yeah, okay.
And her daughter became a psychologist or psychiatrist.
Also
one or the
Dr. Sikorsky.
Unless she got married.
Kept her real name, professional stuff. You know that. You wouldn't change your name if you were married. If you're a doctor.
Well, maybe she got married before she became a doctor. Hmm.
Even if you're in med school already, frick that. You know what your future's going to be.
No. That's nonsense.
It's not nonsense.
Anyways, I know Helen wouldn't have done a hack job on my shots.
No. Your leg says a different story, apparently. Old Scarleg Carol from that point on.
Oh, boy. You know what today is?
Today is... No, I do know, because you told me yesterday. Go ahead. Announce it. Tell the world. They might not know.
It's Pi Day.
There you go. It's Pi Day, people.
Mm-hmm.
P-I Pi. Mm-hmm. Pi. Like Magnum.
Life of
Magnum? No, that's not what I'm saying. I know what you're talking about.
Ugh. What's your favorite pie? Do you like pie?
Sometimes, yeah.
What's your favorite pie? All the pies.
If
we're going to the pie stand, which one are you getting?
I'm probably going to go with a good apple with like a crumbly crust top.
Yeah?
And I would also go with a chocolate pudding pie.
Chocolate pudding pie.
Yeah, whatever those are. Yeah, it's like pudding in there, right? It's good. It's just a fun little thing.
Hmm.
It's an enjoyable, relaxing.
If you're going
dessert.
With chocolate, I'm gonna go with chocolate mousse before chocolate pudding.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a vegan.
You're an idiot. If I'm buying pie, I'm going like either raspberry or like berry pie.
Yeah, blueberries. You like your
I like the berries.
Fuck that shit.
Have you ever had shoe fly pie?
I have tasted it, yeah, because my dad brought it home one time when he came back from Pennsylvania or something, because that's like shoe fly country, I think.
Do you know what is in shoe fly?
I don't. I think if I remember, it's like molasses-y kind of shit. It wasn't good. I remember that. But I don't know exactly what's in it. Why?
They're flies, first of all.
Well, no. They make them go away. It's so bad that it shoes the flies. That's the whole idea. It's gross.
It's made of pies.
It's made of pies?
It's made of flies.
Oh, God. Have you ever had it?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Hmm.
Anyways, it's molasses and brown sugar.
Oh, I was right.
I mean, that sounds great, but I don't know if I want
that's
a
just,
whole pie of
that's
molasses,
just molasses
and
brown
sugar.
Molasses and brown sugar is all it is?
Yeah.
Ugh.
And a crumbly
it's
top.
Like a butter crust, too. Mm, boy.
Ugh. I believe that... Like, one slice throws you into a diabetic coma.
Yeah, those frickin' British drinking ladies from that place better not have that
Especially
stuff.
Especially now they have long COVID, forget it.
Long COVID and hangovers, so
it's,
you're going to get a
diabetic
pie hangover.
Coma for them.
Pie hangover's even worse. pH. That's when your pH balance is off. You have a pie hangover.
Hmm, interesting.
Yeah. Hey, did you... I didn't look into this anymore. I should have, and maybe it's out already. There's a... Because we were big fans of Drake and Josh.
Yeah.
Did you see, though, that Drake Bell has this documentary, like a four-part documentary thing, that where it says he's set to discuss the story of abuse he suffered at the hands of Brian Peck, his former dialogue coach. He was, like, sexually abused by this dude, I guess.
Hmm.
I saw the name Brian Peck. I was like, oh, fuck, is it, like, because Josh Peck, right?
Right.
But it's not, the story didn't say anything that they were at all related, which you definitely would have called out if they were in the story, so. But we'll have to see that, because he's kind of gone on to have like a troubled little life. He's gotten into some problems and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which seems to be the trend with those guys that come out of there that have stories of abuse. I don't even mean to say stories. Yeah, whatever. It's they got abused.
I feel like, well, one, first of all, I would just like to say I saw Drake in concert at the Walden Galleria Mall.
That's hilarious.
Of course, I was accompanied by two young teenage girls, yeah. So it was totally appropriate.
Of course.
Secondly, yeah, I feel like Hollywood in general is just an effed up place. Like, that's all you hear about. Yeah. Like, it seems like the whole society, everything about everybody there is about sex and abuse and debauchery. And what's even worse is that there's so many people willing to take part in it. Like, people have such a strong desire to...
Yeah, for fame.
For fame and fortune that they're willing to just...
Excuse me, sorry.
...take part in weird, creepy stuff.
Yeah, did you see, too, their stuff recently that came out with, like Diddy, I think, right? Was it him? Yeah. Yeah. Where... I think it was him. Yeah. Where, like, he... I don't know. I'm going to speak out of my ass here because I've barely seen it, but... He's, like, made guys do, like, gay shit or do whatever stuff, like, in to have, like, to get into the club. Like, to, I mean, you know, like, I'm not saying with him, whatever. I don't know what it is. There's stories of weird shit.
Yeah, there's
shit
all
like
kinds of weird
on.
Shit stories like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it is weird. That's why a lot of people are fucked up, I guess, huh? You yeah. think that, you, I mean, you believe the big conspiracy stuff, right? People go there and you're beat into the club, kind of like a gang, right? You're beat into a gang. They just turn around, all the guys beat you, shit out of you, and kick you, and then you're in. This is sex and whatever, and then you're part of the club. You're beholden to them, too, in some way, because they have leverage on you, and they've given you your opportunities.
Yeah, no.
It's fucked up. It's pretty messed up, man.
Yeah, no thanks.
So, but anyway, I got to find out where that documentary is. I'd like to watch that. I mean, I don't know. Don't want to enjoy, you know, something about the kid's suffering, but, I mean, it sounds like it's his kind of...
Yeah.
Cleansing of getting the story out for the first time, too. So, I don't know. It'd be interesting. Yeah, I was talking about all that British stuff, and I failed to mention one of the highlights of the past, you know, week or so, week and a half. I was at Walmart, and I discovered that there's essentially a gated community of, in the bread section, that not everybody, they don't let everybody in. And there's all your normal breads. And... I stumbled upon this area. I must have looked legit. They stamped my hand. I got in.
To the special bread
section. And this is where I discovered, at Walmart, mind you, something called English toasting sandwich bread. The most delicious bread ever. It was amazing. And I don't know what it is. What about it? There's some sort of little seasoning to it. But it legit
is it
makes
sweet.
No. It's not sweet. It's barely seasoned. Mm. BS is what it is, and
it's probably crack.
It makes the perfect toast, like the consistency of it, the crunchiness of the bread. It is legitimately the best thing, and I hope I can get back into that section again by sheer luck and score more of that bread next time we're at Walmart.
Well, you're gonna need to find out what it takes.
I don't know. I do need to find out what it takes. You're right. Because
you'll,
I must get more bread.
You're going to have to find an inn.
I must. An inn.
One of the employees, perhaps.
Oh, I don't know. Have you seen the people that work there?
How badly do you want English toasting bread?
There are some weirdies that work there, and there are some normal people, I'm sure. But
you have just offended.
I know. That's what I just said. Sorry. There's calendars about the people at Walmart. It's not always the shoppers, okay? It's just...
Well, you're going to have to do what you got to do if you want to get your English toasting bread.
My English toasting sandwich bread, please. It really was so good. I went through that whole loaf in like a week. But I didn't like gorge on it. I literally just had it for toast. It was so good. Honey.
Yeah?
It was the best bread ever. And I'm disappointed that you have yet to return to Walmart to procure more of it for me. It's not asking much. I shouldn't have to ask. You know I love the bread. You should buy the bread.
You can go to hell. I'm never buying that bread again.
You will definitely pick that up anytime you're at Walmart.
Nope.
Even if you're going to Walmart for like fucking tennis balls, you go get that goddamn
bread. I'm
going to
buy like four different kinds of bread and not that one.
Joke's on you. This is this kind, and then they have white bread or wheat bread at Walmart. You know this.
Oh, they've got all kinds of bread at Walmart.
They do, yeah. I told you the fancy section.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hidden. From
I don't know who
Walmart.
You are or what Walmart you are in, but none of that is true.
No, but I did discover that bread, and it was delicious. And I'd never heard of it. Maybe it was a mythical thing, and it only existed that one time. Some weird, like, British toast holiday that it's just a limited-time bread product.
Sure.
LTBP.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see. But we have to buy more of that, really. It's good. English toasting sandwich bread.
That highly processed poison.
Yeah, whatever it is. It's white really bread. Good. It's not white. It is whitish
it
bread.
It is. It's totally white bread.
But it's seasoned a little. A little bit of seasoning.
If they ever let you back into the secret bread society at Walmart and you buy another loaf, we'll have to look at the ingredients.
Okay, we will.
It's probably just going to say magic. I don't know. Unicorn farts. I don't know. It'll say something like that.
I was trying to think of a good British-y kind of like awesome slang word, but I don't know. I got nothing. We watch enough Love Actually that you'd think that I could come up with something there.
True.
Like if it was bad, I could say bollocks, right? But what does it say for good? Oh, when Colin's in the beginning talking to that caterer who makes a shitty food, and she's like, you know, my name's blah, blah, blah. He goes, wicked. There you go, wicked. Wicked. That's the one. That's the line.
Wicked. Funny.
Came across a couple of good new Instagram follows. It's been a minute since I've gotten any good ones, yeah. And so far, the ones I've gotten have been pretty good. That one that I've stopped watching was Crash Dashes. I used to just have like car crashes, but they were spamming it with all kinds of ads and shit, too. So I'm bleh. But listen, I think you would like this one, maybe, first of all. I think everybody would. So everybody listen. Everybody listen. On Instagram, go find @OriginalMemesFinder. @OriginalMemes, M-E-M-E-S, Finder. All smashed in one
Why?
Word. Because it's all the famous memes that you see of like a face of a moment. This is those videos of like where there's actually captured from. So many of those are like captured from like an interview or a stupid viral video and just that one frame of it. You know that like black guy who's like pointing at his head like, you know, like looking at the camera like.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen 1,000 memes with that, but they have like that video. Like it's all the original footage of where the memes came from. It's really fun.
Oh my God.
Trust me, people, you will like it.
Okay.
You've seen all the memes. If you have the game, What Do You Meme? Or if you've played that, you know exactly what I'm talking about. All those memes, they have original, they're source data on it.
Interesting.
And this other one, which I really love, I'm very happy I found it. And it's exactly what you think it is after I name it. This Instagram follow I recommend is @guysrunningfromcops. It's all footage of people trying to get handcuffed or arrested and taken off. All
right.
Sometimes in cars, sometimes on foot, whatever. It's whatever great. Takes. It's so funny. There's so many. There's so many people that try and run from the cops and get filmed doing it. It's wild. But it's very fun. It's a good. They're both good follows. @guysrunningfromcops and @originalmemesfinder. Highly recommend. Those are providing some of the silliness of my Instagram feed, which I like. I've really gotten away. I know I've talked about it, but my Instagram feed has really become really fun and wholesome.
Fun and wholesome,
it's
huh?
It's really nice. It's given me a lot of just what I want, man.
Mine hasn't changed much.
Yeah, because you don't follow new things when I recommend them.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. So if you want to know if I open my Instagram, what do we? I get SportsCenter a lot. I get a lot of their stuff.
Good God! Are you friends
Sesame
with Tom
Street?
From MySpace on there too? Like, did you just like go in the original sign up and just go, I like sports?
No, not at all. I've got Sesame Street. I've got Hilarious Ted, which is usually animal memes.
Okay.
Let's see what else is in here. Let's see, a Bill's Mafia page. Peter Attia, of course.
Yeah. Yeah,
of course.
In case you really want to be bored on an Instagram video, need to fall asleep, put on @PeterAttia on Instagram.
Let's see. You want to know what the suggested ones are that come up?
Sure. Let's hear it.
Never Empty Nest.
Never Empty Nest. I don't even like the sound of that.
Oh,
at
that's
all.
Just it's just a bunch of like memes and like videos and stuff about being empty nesters.
Oh, about being empty nesters or not? Okay, so there's okay. Because it says never. And I'm like, that means we're never going to achieve that.
Okay,
we got the countdown is on. We're just going to kick it.
Women's Health
out.
Magazine.
Okay. That's a suggestion?
Why
don't
you
follow
that is
that
an
already?
Actual one I follow. Another one that is a suggested ad or a sponsored in here is the Butcher Box.
Butcher Box.
Yes, the Butcher.
They are not a sponsor of
butcher.
Ours. Hey, while you're doing that and boring everybody, we should listen. We should mention that if you've listened to us for a little while, you know we have an affiliate program thing set up with New Recover, which is originally just kind of like an ice bath company. And
have you ever listened to one of the videos on their ads?
Yes. Huh. But our code wasn't working for a while. As it turns out, it's because it got put on some like rando page where it was like promoting all kinds of discount codes, and they're like, that's against the rules. And I was like, hey, we didn't break the rules. Somebody did that. So our code's back. So you can go if you're interested in things like this. They have the ice baths. They have, like, those suction cup thingies for recovery. But big thing now, too, is they have saunas.
The saunas.
Yeah, they have steam and infrared
in
one.
We
need one.
Sauna someday.
We need to get one.
Yeah, you know, because we only have half the therapy.
Yeah.
You're like, cold therapy is one thing.
We need the hot.
But you need the hot, and there's benefits to, you know, going one to the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, in spirit of that, if you do buy something from newrecover.com, go there. New is NU, by the way, newrecover.com. If you put in code I hate you when you're checking out, you get 20% off, baby.
20%
off
20% is
a good,
off chunk. Good
deal.
Yeah, that's great.
So go take a look. See what you got. See what you want. Because if you're interested in recovery stuff, if you're like us and occasionally do sporting things and things that require physical exertion and you need to recover from them and heal, that's the place to find some stuff. They're
Boom.
Awesome. Yeah. So enjoy. when like this one was silly to me too. This could have gone in the British category because the individual that said this actually was from there initially. But we're this conversation about this one individual is like talking about this so and so blah blah blah. I have a great relationship with him. All this kind of stuff, right? And it goes on and on. He goes, "What was his name again?" He's going on singing phrases about how he had this great relationship. He goes, "What's his name again?" That to me itself is funny, right? Here's why it's even funnier. Because the guy's name, I don't know, it was Fabricio.
What?
How do you forget that? How is that not unique enough? This guy's name was Fabricio.
Fabricio.
Of everything
That's
you remember,
made up.
How do you not
that
remember
so
that dude's
made
name?
Up.
That's not his name. These are fucking foreign people. I don't know what to tell you, man. There's other people outside of America. Jeez, get a grip.
With the name like Fabricio?
Yeah, you think it's that uncommon? Where do you think Fabio comes from? It's pretty close.
Oh, boy.
But I thought that was so funny. Not only did you not remember his name, but it was such a unique name that there's no way you should be forgetting that. Fabricio. Yeah, well, were you going to say something?
No.
Oh.
I got nothing. That's what I got to say.
Yeah. very exciting. I know we've talked about it. Coming up in September, we have that Bourbon and Beyond Festival in Louisville. Four-day outdoor concert event thing. Mm-hmm. One, have you ever been to like a music festival? Have we talked about this?
I don't know.
Have you ever been to a music festival?
No.
Me neither. I haven't been to, like, I did that Monsters of Rock thing years ago. And I guess that's the closest thing, but that's only a one-day thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only, what, five bands or whatever. It wasn't like an all-day. So that's going to be a cool experience. I don't even know what to expect. Like, how sick are you going to be of hearing live music at some point? And you just go back for the headliners, which are, you know, Dave Matthews, Zach Brown, that kind of stuff. But Thursday night headliner, the first night of it, the headliner is Neil Young. And we said, who cares? But I mean, you can say you got to see Neil Young, right? Blah, blah, blah. He's one of those annoying assholes with politics. I don't know if you know this or not. Just liberal as hell. And that's his thing. That's cool. Fine. Whatever. But if you recall when Spotify signed Rogan or whatever and all that shit, that they wouldn't cancel him because of the, I think it was the N-word controversy thing.
Oh, okay.
Neil Young said, you know, Spotify, you can either have like Rogan or Rogan's stuff or my stuff. Spotify was paying Rogan, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. Like, we're going to stick with this guy.
Right, yeah.
So Neil Young pulled all this shit off of Spotify. Cool. That's perfectly, you can do that.
He has
America,
that right,
buddy.
Sure.
Fucking rock and roll. Awesome. Well, it was just announced that he's putting it back on. Gee. And
he's hurting for money. Poor Neil.
The logic he says is, well, now that Rogan's podcast can be accessed in other areas beyond just Spotify, you know, I want to make sure my material can be whatever accessed as well. Because now Rogan stuff, I guess, shows up on Apple iPods now too. And I think they're able to post on YouTube now too, which they weren't able to do. It was only Spotify, and now the new deal he can do that something like that. I don't know. But Neil Young's back on Spotify. Keep on rocking in the free world. I used to play that song in a band, by the way. Do you think that's the closer?
I don't know.
And how old is Neil Young? 80?
I envision this to be just,
I don't know.
Big open field and people just sitting around drinking all day and probably getting high.
I'm sure there's that. Neil Young is 78. He's as old as my dad.
Jesus Christ. He's lucky if he makes it to the concert.
Well, shit, man. Willie Nelson's still touring. He's coming here with, like, it's called the Willie Nelson Outlaw Tour.
Yeah.
It's him, like, Bob Dylan.
Yep.
John Mellencamp. Somebody else. Willie Nelson is 90. Do you know Willie's middle name? Hugh. Not as in colors, H-U-E, H-U-G-E, like in Hugh Grant.
Mm-hmm.
He's 90. That's wild. Yeah, it's going to be a fun concert, though. Oh, that whole thing is going to be awesome. I hope. Should be a cool event.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
But Neil Young's back on Spotify if you guys were listening. And you were like, why can't I find Neil Young music? Today's your day. He's back, baby.
Watch out.
He's back. I don't know of any other Neil Young songs to quote right now, so I can't. Rockin' in the Free World is all I had off the top of my head. I was able to pull that one out.
Not my kind of music.
It's not. We'll end on this little fun thing because we thought of this the other day. We were chatting. All right, I'm going to just, this caveat, the whole anything LGBTQI plus whatever, this is not offensive. It's not meant to be offensive. It's not. But you and I were chatting about something and I can't remember even the context of it. But I said there needs to be the opposite. There needs to be not an anti-LGBTQI, whatever, but just what's the opposite of that? There's hot, there's cold, right? There's left, there's right. So there has to be an opposite of that movement, if you want to call it that. And I have called it the JDMIWGIW. And that is, just don't get mad if we get it wrong. Like, I'll call you whatever you want. I'll call you cornucopia and say you're, I don't care. I literally don't care. But if I fucking forget, I'm sorry. Shit happens. We're humans. Just don't get mad if I get it wrong. That's it.
Yeah.
We're fine with all the shit you want to do. Most people are.
You're correct. Yes.
And I mean,
by and large, most people don't care.
Yeah.
But you live your life. I'll live mine.
Yeah.
How you doing? Have a good day.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I'm sorry, Ryan with two Y's, if I forget and call you Sam because that's how I remember you for a second. It's okay. Just don't get mad if we get it wrong. We love everybody. Most people do. Most people don't have problems with anybody. I know I talk a lot of shit and I'm always angry and yelling at shit, but I love everybody, right? I mean, I don't, like, hate people, especially just because of something they might be, like, unless it's like a, you know, child molester.
Well,
that's not what we're talking about.
No.
I can't believe how much. Oh, hey, Hank. Uh-oh. You guys just got to hear Hank guard dogging. Oh, whoa. Hold on. What's out there, Hank? Who's there? Yeah.
I feel so safe locked in this room right now.
Yeah, good boy. That is 130 pounds of dog barking at a door. And the other 120 pound of dog is looking out the window to see what he might be barking at. We are extremely safe here. This is Jodie Foster safe room stuff.
Although,
man,
the other side of the door is probably just a cat.
A cat, yeah, with a paw sticking underneath. Yeah. That's why he's barking. All right, buddy. We're going to open that door soon and you get ready to pounce. You just jump on whatever's out there.
My boys.
He's gonna lay on your back legs. Watch out. But all right, we're going to wrap this up.
Yep.
Just don't get mad if I get it wrong.
Yep.
I love you very much.
I love you too, most of the time.
All right.
Go Bills.
Whoa. All right. See you, Hank.